Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMO Wax. Happy Friday to everybody. So I apologize at the beginning of the show. Because the show's going to suck. Because I took the guy's disease and to Missouri Baking Company.
Oh, yeah.
So we all kind of got a little bit of lard belly going on.
Yeah.
Right. It's
Kind
of a post-Thanksgiving vibe.
It's a carb situation.
Yeah. Typically, When you finish Thanksgiving, you don't go do a four-hour show.
No. No, you do not.
So now I'm going to apologize for a second time today because for the last 30 minutes, we've been talking about Andrew's conundrum. And here's why Andrew's position on the show is safe. He's a very good producer. He's a very smart, funny guy.
Yes.
But the real thing is he's a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be putting myself in some situations. I acknowledge that.
It takes one to know one. I'm quirky. I'm on the bowling team. But you're the cleanup bowler. Like, you leave me in the dust.
Yeah.
So I will tell you briefly what we're talking about so as not to hurt anyone's sensibilities, but we have to continue it for a couple minutes because Sue Thomas is here now.
I know. I thought about that too. I got to know what Sue thinks.
Sue is the voice of reason, a dog lover, a realtor, so she understands the property, right?
Oh, I didn't think of that as a qualification.
So this is the perfect expert witness.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew, for how long?
Six-ish months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has had a drive-by pooper.
Walk-by pooper.
Yeah.
And we have her on video.
We have her on camera.
Okay.
But only once. So as defense attorney, it could be any number of people.
Only once.
Three times now.
Oh, okay.
You got her three times?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But I'd like to get like 15 or 20, to be honest.
I was a little bothered by the fact that you were going to follow her to make sure.
Well,
yeah, let's
make sure the new people understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there is something that I need to clarify about that. I can see her house from my backyard.
Okay.
So I do not have to, like Rachel pointed out a very important distinction. I don't have to, like, get in my car and go, like, drive around tracking this woman. I can see if it is.
You can do it the old-fashioned way on foot.
Yeah, exactly. If it is
down an alley.
I am quite certain that it is. I can see her, I would just have to...
And you know that's her.
Catch her in the act and then just watch her essentially walk out of the alley and into her own home.
I had another question. Is that white stuff really moss? I'm going no.
I'm not certain of what...
It's just age.
Yeah, I'm not certain of what it is. It's, I will tell you, it's fuzzy like moss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, we know what old dog poop looks like.
I asked. That's my fault.
Okay.
I gotta ask one more question about the bucket.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you said this has been 6 months you've been collecting the evidence?
Mm-hmm.
So through the summer?
I don't go out to the garage much, so it wasn't a big deal.
It's in the garage.
Well, I gotta store it somewhere. I don't want rain to get it. Rain would make it a lot worse. Oh. You got to think.
Dude, I'm just picturing the smell.
Yes. That's it's unfortunate. Not good.
Hey, look.
So you have a bucket of dog poop in your garage.
Two in the bucket is worth two in the yard. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's going to be stinky no matter where it is.
Okay, so we
it
have
seems
her.
Like it'd be stinkier in the garage.
Agreed, it would.
I don't, like I said, I don't really go to the garage. So, you know.
That's someone else's problem.
Does anyone park in the garage? It's not just yours?
No. Oh. There's no, it's my own garage, but there's nothing. The only thing that's in there is
the poop.
Poop. And like trash.
Oh,
my
old, like your car in the garage.
Ouch.
No, what was in your car is in the garage.
Trash like your car.
No, I don't mean your car.
No, it's like my old Chase Lounge that I don't. That
okay.
Is, like,
so stuff.
Yeah. I'd say that's a goner.
Yeah. Well, all of it's a goner. That's why it's in the garage. The garage is the place where things go that I don't know how to get rid of them yet. Like a big old Chase Lounge that I need to get rid of. And I think there's another chair in there as well.
So it's a transitional space.
It's a transitional space.
Yeah, it's like
space.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also, well, it's primarily
been used.
Does
anything ever make it back out of the garage?
Well, no, question. It's been in the poop bucket garage. Once it goes in the poop bucket garage, there's not a lot of other places it can go.
True.
Okay, you have three photos of she and the dog.
Yes.
And the dog is in action.
Not just photos, video content.
Okay,
now,
nice.
One of them is the dog goes out of frame to do its business.
Uh-oh.
And the pile was found where expected. However, the dog is not actually on the video in that instance.
How about the other two?
The other two, the dog can be seen.
And the dog is doing his business.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a good shot of her?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like better, but I don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is another reason why I need to see this consistent person many times, then see her go to her house, because I need to, like, look, there can be no room for error.
No, there cannot be. Yeah. That's what
this is. We cannot blame an innocent person here.
Well, Beverly is a little concerned for you, Andrew.
Now, yeah, Beverly's the fun police.
Well,
old wet blanket.
She is referencing some regulations when it comes to the city of St. Louis, which you don't live in the city of St. Louis, but they do
seem
like... It's
great news.
Like,
I don't even live there.
Well, they seem like wise words for anyone.
I'd like to hear them.
The city specifically asked people, do not retaliate by throwing the dog poop back on the owner's property.
Hmm. I wonder if in following her, you could just stop her and say, or maybe go to her house when she's going in. I know that's not great either, but
I'd rather do the dog poop.
You're not carrying poop.
Than follow this woman into her house.
No,
and
I don't
be
want
like,
you,
hey.
I don't want you to follow her into her house. But I wonder if you could, if this
stick
if
my foot in the door as she's closing it.
No,
hold up one moment,
if the
please.
Dog had pooped and you were could you catch her in the act and say, "Ma'am, could you please not let that happen? We've collected a lot of that, and it's really bad."
I'm so far past ma'am.
So you're. The way you're going to do it, she's going to know it was you.
Unless she's doing this in a lot of... I mean, the pictures are going to be of my backyard, so...
Yeah, but is she going to recognize it
is
by
it just,
that angle?
Is it just grass
you know?
And poop?
It's a good question.
Important distinction. I don't care. I don't care if she knows it's me. I want her to know it's me.
Well, I mean, you could just leave your name and address.
Yeah, I want her to know that it's me. If she doesn't know it's me, I also don't care. There could be, as Rachel has pointed out, there could be many other yards that she's letting her pet poop in and not cleaning up. Because this is not an everyday thing. So where's the dog going the rest of the time? Probably not in her yard.
That's not your concern.
It's not my concern where else the dog is pooping. And it's not my concern if she knows that it's me. It's my concern that she knows that everyone's on to her little scam.
Okay. Matrix says, would it totally ruin any of your fun here if the lady just apologized? What if you go through with your plan and she's just mortified? Maybe she has Alzheimer's or something. Mm. And she comes to your house and she brings you a pie and she apologizes. Well, first I wouldn't eat the pie.
That's a solid point.
Would you feel really bad or would you be like, okay, mission accomplished?
No. Now, if I, you know, let's say that I go over, Gift of the Magi type deal. I go over there, I dump out the poop, I leave the photos.
Yeah.
And then when I come back, I find her already there to say, I've had a crisis of conscience.
Right.
And I've been letting my dog poop in your yard. And I just want to say, I'm so sorry.
Doubt that'll happen.
And here's it would have to be monetary damages. It'd have to be, here's...
You need her to pay you.
Here's,
hey.
Here's a dollar for each poop.
How many dollars would that be?
A bucket full of dollars.
20?
Wait, like 70, 80,
Rachel.
100.
I'm not trying to be the fun police. I'm not. I mean, last hour I was like, you should do it. But
go
now
ahead,
I'm looking it up. It says most municipalities have ordinances against illegal dumping or placing trash on another person's property.
Oh, that's interesting.
Face a fine. You could be the one in trouble.
Oh, that's interesting because there's been some illegal dumping going on for many years.
I agree, and I think you would be morally, I think you would be in the right as far as playground rules. You are absolutely in the right.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see you get fined.
Yes. Somehow
after all of this, you know.
I agree with that. I think somehow this will get back to you, which why I wondered if
well, maybe it's because we've been like laying out the plan on the radio all afternoon. Like that's the other thing. Like it's gonna be pretty easy to prove who it was if she does.
I'm not worried about it being proved. Like I said, I'm gonna be showing her pictures of my backyard.
Can't we just get to the mayor of Alton? We're the DGS.
Oh. I don't. One thing I'm not gonna do is I'm not gonna call the police because this stupid little terrier has been dumping in my yard.
Sure,
I'm not calling police over that. I'm not crazy. I'm not gonna waste our good boys and blues time.
How come there's a bucket of poop but only two times her on camera?
We just put up the camera a week ago.
Less
than a week ago. We put
it
up on Sunday.
I'm catching up. Okay.
When it was all cold and. Windy. We probably should have waited till this weekend.
What age person is walking this dog and doing this?
Maybe around like 50.
Okay.
50-ish. Tell you one thing. Old enough to know better.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Again, not trying to be the fun police. Does
either,
it seem like...
You either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain on this show.
All right.
The worm turns and everybody
goes.
You know
what? Never mind. Go ahead and dump whatever you want to dump. Have fun.
No, tell me why I shouldn't do it.
I'm interested.
I'm
interested to hear why I shouldn't do it.
If it seems like this person might have any sort of like mobility issues,
she's fine.
Okay.
She's fine.
I thought somebody who brought up how sane is her husband was a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Yes.
Does she have one?
Don't know.
May need to do some stalking.
She got a bunch of junk in her backyard. She used to have some chickens back there.
Really?
Chickens are all gone.
Chicken lady, huh?
Yeah, chickens are all gone. Wonder what happened to the chickens?
What? Okay.
This is a bad time to mention the bucket full of dead chickens I have in my garage.
Well, this should end great.
I feel good about it.
So, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I keep thinking of new questions here, but something just struck me.
Yes.
So you find a new specimen in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
So what happens? You take your own plastic bag.
Bucket. I got a
little... So you drag the full bucket out there.
Yeah, it's like a piece of the gutter that fell off, so I take the piece of the gutter and the bucket...
Okay, and then you carry it to the garage
that
and
is the
toss
single
it into
most
the bucket.
Hoosier sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Take a piece of the gutter.
What I mean to say is I purchased a poop scooper off
of
Amazon.
A piece of the gutter.
Specifically from there, and it definitely was not a little piece of my gutter that fell off.
And then you're like doing the fast hop to the garage and like holding it out in front of you.
No,
to
the bucket
keep
goes
it.
With me. I pick up the bucket.
You pick up the full bucket.
Take it outside,
bucket.
Scoop.
Return. So you're putting new poop on old poop.
Yeah.
And you're carrying the poop in and out of the garage?
Yeah, it's in a bucket. It's not that hard. I don't have to, like, hand it.
Does she seem sane? Just like a person?
Yeah. She's just a person. She's just a jerk.
Okay.
Now here's the thing. Everybody's turning on me, and they want to give her the benefit. Everybody's talking about, what if she's disabled? What if she has Alzheimer's? What if she this or that? She's just some mean jerk who's letting her dog poop in my yard. There's no magic to it. There's no excuses. There's no like, hold on, wait a minute. Actually, by having this woman poop in having her dog poop in your yard for 6 months, she's actually the victim here.
No, we don't think she's the victim. We're coming at this from a place of trying to protect you.
Yes.
Now you're talking like one of those chickens.
Yes.
Like,
well,
we don't want to see.
We see what happens
to those.
I think
you are justified in all of this crazy stuff you're telling us. I just don't want to see you get in trouble.
And I guess I'm a fan of maybe talking to her like a person first, and just saying, hey, you know what? And then if she's terrible,
maybe you can send Sue.
Here's my thought. She has had this crisis of conscience that I referenced earlier. How crazy would that be if right when I do it, she has this crisis? She's had, I don't even know how long. I've noticed
a bucket
for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how long it's been actually happening.
Now, I have a question for
you. She has turned this into a ritual, a habit of sorts.
Now, Rob on the stream is bringing up a very interesting question. Could this be implied consent that you haven't notified this woman to stop, so she thought it was okay? I know this is a thing in real estate, Sue. Like, oh, I've been using that road for years, and now you're telling me I can't use that road.
It's called adverse possession.
Yeah. Could Andrew be following under
something
like
this? Maybe she thinks
she like
it. Maybe she thinks it's a courtship ritual.
No, she you're right. You're right. She looked at that yard and thought, that yard is public
maybe
property.
Maybe she finds you attractive and doesn't know how to how to broach the topic.
There's no such thing as a pooping easement. I just want to go on that record.
I don't know what that is.
I tend to disagree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
DG Asun KMOX, Sue at 2 is here with us. Okay, fun's over. The Popo just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Steve Moore is listening.
Uh-oh.
No more.
That's never good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he say we had, like, a pretty good point, though?
Did he say stop committing conspiracy?
Yeah, he didn't say which team he was on. I told him I was uncomfortable talking about Epstein at the top of the show, and he said, "No, you don't have to." And he said, "I say don't worry about talking about Epstein, so we pivot deep into poop." That's his way of saying, that's his way. Like, he gives me a lot of deference, gives me a lot of rope to hang myself. And yeah. Then once it gets too bad, he'll just
and
see
he's
me.
He's like, stop.
Yeah,
all right.
He's like, it's okay.
What's interesting is that I'm on Alton's website. And there is about two lines of regulation on dogs and cats, and there's like three paragraphs on chicken regulations.
Sure.
I didn't know that there were that many chicken regulations, I guess.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Who did?
Would you guys ever have chickens?
Mm-mm. I have had neighbors that did.
I'm interested in it. I like chickens.
I'd like to have some.
I think they're cute.
I have a history with chickens.
Of course you do.
That's right, that's right.
What? Oh, yeah. Have you told that story?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I have. And I can't tell it now because Steve Moore's listening.
That's right. So, never mind. Sorry.
Since he's listening, I will take the opportunity to tell you that first, Rennie Knott is going to be here at 5 p.m. to do Rush Hour Sports.
Nice.
And he's going to stick around and do Sports Open Line, so you can listen to Rennie from 5 to 8 p.m. And then next Thursday, I believe, is 11:20 a.m., 11:20 KMOX day. And this really is, I'm not just saying this because I know Steve's listening, he really has taken this on as his project. And on Thursday, I believe it's from 6:30 in the morning, or no, I think from 8 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening, basically all day, we're taking all of the current KMOX talent and sort of mixing them up. Like, I'm doing a shift from 10 to noon with Charlie Brennan and Bob Costas.
Oh, fun.
And so then you're going to have, you know, Chris and Amy doing something in the afternoon and Wheeler doing this. And like basically every KMOX OG that's still kicking is probably going to be here.
That's really going to be fun.
Yeah.
I like the idea of mixing it up with the current people. I really think that's kind of a stroke of genius.
You know who I wish was around for this? My mom. Yeah. My mom has been listening to KMOX literally since she was a teenager.
Yeah, wow.
And she had a little speaker about the size of a coffee saucer that she would put under her pillow every night until the day she died and listen to KMOX all night.
Wow.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Coming up at the top of the hour, our buddies, the Sklar Brothers, are live in studio. George Mayhew coming up at 4 p.m. Right now, we welcome Bernie Miklas. Hello, Bern.
Good to be here, as always, DGS. How's everybody?
Everyone's good, man. How was your week?
Busy, but I like it that way.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Good.
It's all good, yeah.
So I saw you had a video today about how Heim Bloom has already changed the farm system, and I want that to be our second topic. My first topic is this. I have heard you and Wheeler and Pauly and Ackerman all say that when people say, just go out and spend some money, that's how you build a better roster. And you guys say, that's true, but not during the rebuilding stage. During the rebuilding stage, you build from within and you get some guys who don't cost millions of dollars. And then when you compete, you start spending some money. I believe you that you're right because I trust you guys know what you're talking about, but I don't understand the logic there.
Well, you lay a foundation and you make sure the house is strong. You make sure it's sturdy. You make sure that the strength of the house runs deep, so it's not going to weaken and start falling apart. Mm-hmm. And then when you build the strong house, and in this analogy, the Cardinals farm system, the player development system, has been weak, very weak, but it's now getting stronger. Mm-hmm. And so it will gain strength and get stronger and deeper and stronger and deeper until you have that strong foundation. And then it's time to go spend the money. Because if you spend the money now and you go get like two players that really matter, it's not going to transform the team. You have to have a lot more better players. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some time to assemble that group, but they're making great progress. So, I'm convinced that's the way to go because That's what the Cardinals did when they were winning and winning and winning. And some people will say, well, wait a minute. They had all these guys that they got from other teams. What are you talking about? There was some guy writing recently saying the Cardinals have never been a player development team. I'm just scratching my head. I'm like, what? The Cardinals developed so many prospects, so many good players, that not only did those players fill roles on the team, but there were so many of the prospects, they were able to trade some of them to go get Jim Edmonds and Scott Rowland and who else? A bunch of guys. But those two are primary guys that we talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
See, prospects aren't just there to play for you. Prospects are also there to barter and trade when you're trying to fill in holes. You have a chance to get Mark McGwire. You have a chance to get Edmonds. You have a chance to get Rowland. I mean, and Fernando Vina. I mean, on and on and on and on. There's so many examples. So if you want the best foundation you can put together, especially after your farm system has been so mediocre, that's the way to do it. The money part comes later. See, you got a house, right? If the house is all rickety and things are falling apart, like why would you go out and spend a fortune on like having, you know, fancy
an in-ground pool, right?
Yeah, fancy stuff inside the house.
Yeah.
What's the point of that when your roof's about to cave in?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, let's go spend 50 grand or 100 grand on a new kitchen. Well, wait a minute. The roof's about to cave in. Why would we do that? Anyway.
And, Bern, it seems to me, I know that we've taken our eye off the ball with the farm system and the minor leagues, but I keep hearing you guys talk about name after name. So it seems like even with our negligence in the minor leagues, we do have quite a few good prospects.
Yeah, a lot of it started to turn when John Mozeliak put Randy Flores in charge of the draft. He's done a really good job. All these guys have misses. Nobody bats 1,000, but he's done a good job. And the Cardinals did have some good people working down below, but everything sort of got outdated. Not Randy Flores, but I'm talking about the minor leagues. But they were able to, you know, develop some players, but Jordan Walker hasn't to this point become what they thought. Same with Nolan Gorman, same with some others we can name. But some things are happening down there already. I mean, Fangraphs has rated the Cardinals farm system number one in the majors now.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the Cardinals also, and I told a story in what I wrote, and if you give me a minute to talk about it, STL Sports Central, I wrote this yesterday. I gave like a real in-the-moment example of like how things have changed under Chaim Bloom and the team he has assembled to make this a much better farm system, player development system, and give those young players everything they need. The Cardinals drafted a kid out of Boston High School in 2021 named Joshua Baez. He's a big, strong guy. He can hit the ball a mile. He can also run the bases very well. They knew he would be raw. It would take time. And he struggled. Well, they called timeout. They intervened. And in late July of 2024, they put him on a thing called the development list. And basically for 2 or 3 weeks, they took the best coaches, the instructors they could find, and the best performance, as in physical performance, people that they had, and some of the people that had just signed up under Bloom. And they basically took Joshua Baez to camp. And it was an example of the player development staff and the physical performance staff working together as a team to do everything they could to improve him as a hitter, because he struck out all the time. And the transformation when he came back and through all of 2025 was absolutely dramatic. He's now their fourth best prospect, and Baseball America and some others are saying, this guy's looking like someone who will hit 30 home runs and steal 30 bases. See, they poured all they had into this kid to make him the best they could make him, to correct his flaws, get him on a good track, and transform the trajectory of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder if Jordan Walker would have had
that,
if Nolan Gorman would have had that, if some of these other kids would have had that. See, this stuff matters. It works. It's not as sexy as spending money on a free agent. You don't get that instant gratification buzz, right? But we've seen so many Cardinals prospects just flop. And they've put together a system down there where these kids are going to get the very best they could get anywhere as far as development. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing about Joshua Baez, it wasn't just his swing. They also put him in the gym and they did tests and they realized, listen, man, your body movement is off. So you're not getting a smooth swing. You're not getting a direct path to the ball. So they actually got him trained in terms of like changing his body movement to have smoother movement, more fluid movement. So he can get to the ball easier and hit it with authority. So this stuff is deep stuff. And they have done none of that until 2025. None of that. So that excites me rather than spending, you know, $18 million on a free agent that, okay, might make you a little better. But is he going to be, you know, is the free agent going to be there forever? Like a kid like Baez, he comes up here next year. You know, he's going to be someone that would be on your team for 7 or 8 years. I mean, see, the young guys last a long time. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go on about that, but I wanted to tell you a story that backs up what I'm talking about.
So, Byrne, obvious question, but if we're doing that with Joshua Baez, why haven't we done it with Jordan Walker?
Well, because, you know, Bloom didn't really take over in getting that stuff all squared away until, you know, the start of 2025 or before 2025. But he also, he spent 2025, at least part of it, hiring people. Like, in other words, the staff was not fully put together. The technology wasn't fully put together. The facilities weren't fully put together. He had to hire people. He had to assemble a couple different teams down there and then come up with a plan and put everyone to work. Yeah. Now, if they would have sent Walker down to the minor, I think he would have got some help.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that he'll get some help this year if it's a problem. He will get more help down there if he goes down there than he's ever gotten since he signed with the Cardinals.
Byrne, let's end up today talking about Mizzou. And if you could, in a couple minutes, talk about the game tomorrow, what it means, what it doesn't mean. And then everyone's so fascinated by Drinkwitz. And is he going to Penn State? Is he sticking at home? And just give us your opinion on that.
I don't have a gut feeling on Drinkwitz. I think he would have some motivation to stay. But I'm not entirely sure, you know, like who exactly is going to come after him. And by the way, I'm not saying that will. I'm just saying we got to see how it's going to play out because there's a lot of dominoes on the table. So, but I know Mizzou will do their best to keep. As far as tomorrow, listen, this is a matter of pride. I know it sounds corny. It's a matter of purpose. You know, it's like, you know, how bad, okay, you're over. You're not going to the playoff. You lost 3 out of 4. Things are sliding away. You got 3 games to make it right. So, but what's important to you? Do you want to, you're a 6-3 team. Do you want to end up as a, you know, a 6-6 team? You're going to lose 3 in a row. You want to end up as a 7-5 team? I think it would be great for the program if they could just kind of reverse this collapse that they've been in and, you know, end up with 8 or 9 wins. That's a good season. And I'm not saying that should be the goal, but it's a good goal when your season is slipping away and it has kind of fallen apart from where you had hoped it would go. The way they win the game tomorrow is by running the ball because yeah. Mississippi State does not stop the run very well. They can take a direct path to a win, but I think Mississippi State's going to give them a fight.
Okay. Let's hear about Saliga before you let you go for the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS249. I didn't realize what a big Rick fan you were.
Oh, yeah. I would go to Peaches and buy the photos of Rick in concert.
You and me both, brother.
Oh. And I just saw him on YouTube. They did a thing from Men's Health, and they said, what's in your refrigerator, and show us your workout. And they went to Rick Springfield's house. So, of course, I watched the whole thing. I guess I did have Sean Cassidy. But when Sean Cassidy was gone and the feathered hair, sure, I went straight to Rick.
Yeah.
You understand.
I do.
And they showed what was in his refrigerator, and he gave it. He's 76.
I know.
He looks amazing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, Rachel.
He has not aged in, like, two decades.
No. And they showed, you know, he talked about, oh, I eat the healthy and blah, blah. And then they go to the gym and show this guy super buff and helps him work out. And he's like, yes, I eat really well. And then the next episode was Gene Simmons.
Not so much.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Let's just say Gene kept his shirt on and Rick did not.
Yeah.
Beer, yeah, and pudding in the fridge.
Yeah,
You know, I've interviewed him a couple times.
Have you? And tell me, please, was he nice?
He was super nice.
Okay.
He invited me to his show. He invited me to bring him on stage.
Nice.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Okay,
I was very happy.
I think what Sue is trying to get at here is,
could I hook her up?
Does she have a chance?
I think,
well,
you
he's
do.
Married.
You're Sue Thomas.
He's married. That means nothing. He's married, and she makes great tacos. I learned that on the show.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Do we have time for a little Craigslist?
I think we do.
Okay. Ooh.
All right, let's play Craigslist Price is Right. These are all Craigslist listings from the St. Louis area. The goal of the game is for the crew to be the closest bid to the actual listing price. Let's start out with a 2009 President William Henry Harrison coin roll.
Okay.
So it's a dollar coin roll. Totaling $25 worth of coins, but I want to know how much you think this person is selling this coin roll for.
Okay.
I do not remember the William Henry Harrison coins in 2009.
I do not remember this either.
At all. Well, they apparently were a dollar coins.
They were only in print for like a month.
I remember the Susan B's.
Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah.
That was a joke about Howdy. Thank you.
I didn't.
He got sick in his presidential address, his first inauguration address, and died.
So it's a $25 roll of coins, but how much do you think they're being sold for?
$50.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to say 75.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say 40.
Sue gets it. These are going for $38.
Ooh.
Next up, we have a Frank Sinatra doll. It's a collector's edition, new in the box.
Scary.
How large is it, Rachel?
Maybe like Ken size, as in Barbie and Ken.
Oh, okay.
I like that you had to tell us which Ken you're talking about. As in Ken Watanabe.
Is it Ken, the guy that empties the trash sometimes?
I'm going to guess that whoever has this is pretty proud of it.
I agreed. Yeah. How old is it? Does it have a year on it? When did they make these?
You know, it didn't have a year on it. I'm going to say I'm going to say the 80s at the very earliest it could have been.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, very latest it could have been manufactured.
Okay. I'm going to go $50 again.
Okay, no one else needs to bid because Dave just got it.
Nice job, Dave.
$50
All right.
For the Frank Sinatra doll.
Dave's listing.
Now, speaking of Frank Sinatra.
Dave's like, we'll get you out of here, Frank. Don't worry. We'll get you in a good home.
We have an Ocean's 11 framed and glass enclosed artwork and DVD movie.
Oh, boy.
In like new condition. So it's Ocean's 11 framed artwork in excellent condition, extremely good quality piece of artwork. That's what the listing says. It's in a very nice frame, and it includes the Ocean's 11 DVD video. There's a wire hanging on the back of the frame for, you know, ease of displaying this in your home. I will tell you guys the original price. The original price was $359.
Wow.
And it was purchased at an establishment called Beach Boys in Chesterfield. So if you are familiar with Beach Boys, that might help you, you know, price it from there. I will tell you it's going for a different price than the
$359. I think that's way overpriced. I'll say $150.
Okay.
Saw a smile on Rachel's face, so I'm going to say $450. I'm going to go higher.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'll go in the middle and say $300.
Okay, Dave gets this one, but you're still way off, Dave. This is going for only $50.
Whoa.
I have to leave.
This is actually quite a deal.
Yeah.
$50.
Glad I'm getting to share this with the KMOX audience.
I'll take that back to, what is it, Scooter McNally's?
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, that's right.
What was it exactly?
It was a framed DVD 11. Of Ocean's 11 with artwork.
Ooh. What'd you think it was, idiot?
I guess I thought it was more of a photo. I didn't know it was a functioning DVD.
You get to watch the movie.
Now I'm going to pay double. Now I'm going to pay $900.
I think we have time for one more, and this one's out of Eureka. It's Victoria's Secret lace diamond bra.
Here we go.
$1 million.
It's a bombshell bra.
I need to know what size.
If you're familiar with the brand at all. Brand new, never worn, still has tags attached from Victoria's Secret. It's a size 36D, and it's a push-up bra that adds 2 cup sizes. They wanted to clarify, this comes from a smoke-free home, so you don't have to worry about anything there.
Goody.
No, wait, never worn?
Never worn.
Oh, okay.
I know, that kind of takes the shine off the apple.
Well, gee, it sounds comfortable.
It does sound comfortable.
It's got diamonds or whatever in it, and it's going to make it two sizes larger.
Yeah, 2 cup sizes, you say? Interesting.
That's cozy. I do not want this item, yet I will say $15.
Okay.
$45.
$50.
Dave gets it right.
Dave!
Right on the nose yet again, and he wins Craigslist Price is Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.